Muhammad Ali from Mesa. And I was planning on continuing to another piece of this sugya. But if you remember how we concluded last time, we were learning the sugya that starts about 15 wide lines down. The last word on the line is Tanu, this is right after a diamond. Tanu Rabbana and Nichos Beis Akise. Remember that?
Was that last week or different week?
That was last week.
I wasn't
That's it. So the Gemara here is talking about the circumstances under, basically the mitzvah of Hanachas Tefillin is a mitzvah that you're supposed to wear at least all day long, right? You have to wear Tefillin all day long, maybe even at night, but certainly all day. And the question was, well, if you're wearing it all day, how do you deal with certain necessary kinds of activities you have to engage in that may be somewhat incompatible with the tefillin? So how do you handle if you're walking on the road somewhere in a field or in a forest and you need to go to the bathroom, and what do you do with your tefillin? So the whole discussion is, and it's not, you're actually not supposed to take it off earlier than you have to eat it, because you have to leave it on. So the question is how you deal with your tefillin. So the Gemara has a whole discussion of when you take the tefillin off, and makes a distinction between the different kinds of batei kisos, different kinds of bathrooms. If one was a beis hakisei kavua, which means it already was used as a beis hakisei for gedolim, gedolim here doesn't mean Kohen Gadol, and doesn't mean it means for defecation. There's one din, and it's a basic Kisei Arai, which means it hasn't been used for Gadolim, it's only for Ketanim. That's a different halacha. And basically, I'm not going to go through the whole Gemara again, but you do need to know the Gemara. The conclusion we had a machlokes as to whether or not a person was allowed to wear tefillin in a beis hakisei aroi. Were you allowed to urinate while you're wearing tefillin or not? And the Gemara basically concluded, it's a machlokes rishonim. Some say you can't because we're afraid that you're going to pass wind, and some say you can because there's no problem. So the only reason why you can't urinate while you're wearing tefillin is because of some secondary problem. But the actual act of urinating while you wear tefillin seemed to be no problem according to anybody. So that was something that I think we found last week a little bit startling, that we know that tefillin is written gufnaki, and you're not allowed to have a hafocha when you're wearing tefillin, but apparently urination is no problem. And it seemed that really was not any contention about that. Everyone agreed with that. We found that somewhat startling. So I was going through preparing a different part of the sugya, and one of the sources I like to look at, I found the sugya is very hard to understand, and it's all halakha l'maisa. This is all brought that, well, I don't know if it's halakha l'maisa because we said there's an exception because all this only applies if you're in the field, but if you're in a house and there's a place where you can put it in your tefillin box, you know, then the halakha may not apply, but it's brought down in a halakha. So I looked up the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is amazing in the sense that he is very independent. He doesn't just say, oh, do they have 10 sheetahs like this and 3 sheetahs like this, we pass it this way. He goes, if he doesn't understand something, he attempts to figure out the sugya in such a way that it makes sense to him. And basically what he does, he has the same problem that we had. How is it possible that a person can be wearing a tefillin and urinating? Forget about where he's doing it. It's just not a gufnaki. And as a result, he disagrees with some of the Rishonim, disagrees with all the Achronim, and reinterprets the sugi in such a way that it's actually offered to do that. So what I'd like you to do, it's an amazing thing. And you know, by the way, that it comes in terms of who the Posek Achron is. I know we're all here, we're all Queens people, all from the Mishnah Brewers, the Posek Achron, but Moshe doesn't hold that way. Moshe held Aruch HaShulchan was the Posek Achron. Yes, and Reb Henkin also held that way. So, I mean, what that means to the post-Gachron, I don't know if they use that terminology, but they basically felt the Oruch HaShulchan was the paradigm of Hora. So, I don't know if there's actually going to be any nafka minas halacha, and we don't do halacha here anyway, but it's just interesting to see how the Oruch HaShulchan was prepared to disagree with everything that came before him and reinterpret the sugya. And of course, he basically is going to learn that what he says is shot in the Rambam. So of course, he's not disagreeing with all this other Rishonim. The Rambam is, which is entitled to do. But it's an amazing Oruch HaShulchan. So what I'd like you to do is do that piece of Gemara again, the little piece of Gemara. I got to tell you, I simplified the sugya for you immensely. Tana Rabbanan over there, up until Tanya Idach, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Tanya Idach. It ends Shema Yafiach Ben. Stop there. All right, and then. No, that's what we have to do in the Gemara. And then you could go to the... Well, do you remember the Rush? Okay. I hope you remember the Rush. I don't know if you remember the Rush or not. Then you could go to the handout already. All right? There was a machlokas in the Rush between Rav Haigon and the Rush as to how to learn Pshat in the Boilahu. But I think you don't need to know that machlokas in order to appreciate the Oruch HaShulchan. Then go through the Rambam and the Ketzef Mishnah, and then you come upon the Oruch HaShulchan. Okay, that's all it really is. If you should finish this, we could start the sugya that I was planning on giving Shiran, but I just felt I owed it to you to show you the Oruch HaShulchan. For those of you who were here last week, and we ended up with such a uncomfortable conclusion, the Oruch HaShulchan actually reinterprets the whole sugya.